Good morning. Great to be with you on this Saturday morning. It is Super Saturday, and it's time now for the Melbourne Form Panel as we look ahead to this Ripper meeting at Flemington, highlighted by the two Group 1s, the Australian Cup and also the Newmarket Handicap. And let's welcome in the team. Dean Lester, this is a special day for yourself because your superstar sprinter got the job done a few years back now in that Group 1 Newmarket.
He did indeed, Gareth. It brings back very fond memories of 2016 when he beat Blackheart Bart and Chautauqua. It was a day to treasure, that's for sure.
Now, Dean, I'm excited because today we'll be giving away a lunch or dinner for two, valued at $210 at Vlado's Melbourne's own world-renowned steakhouse, a family business for nigh on 60 years, best steaks in Melbourne. And we are going to give away this prize. And basically, this is how we're going to do it. Now, you've got a trivia question that you've thought up over the last 24 hours. And at some time during this hour, you will tell us what this question is. And the first one that texts in with the right answer on 0416905052 will win the prize.
Yes, we'll just be at some stage. We might even get a siren or something, and then we'll announce it.
I'm looking forward to it. David Gately, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning. It's a little bit awkward. I mean, we're all happy to mention Dino Thorpe. No one mentions Scott Wacky and his second to Felix the Cat at Terang. But, look, we got third that day. No, it was a ripper run, I thought.
Have you put your hand in your pocket for any of these yearlings at the recent Melbourne sales, Gator? Maybe then you can start living the dream.
Running order on Shark. I'm sure I'll find something, but it'll be a very small percentage and just for a bit of fun. Keen to get back into horse ownership. It's been a while.
Warren Huntley knows how to own a good horse. There's no doubt about that. And he joins us now. Good morning to you, Warren.
Good morning, Gareth.
Vlado's, I tell you what, unbelievable state there.
Yeah, Leanne Huntley might have the right answer to that question. Yeah. She's just got a text in at the right time.
She better be quick. Hey, Nicholas Quinn, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gareth. Good morning, all.
The best backed on Super Saturday?
Well, the best backed in pre-post betting, clearly September run. So hopefully some punters that have been latching onto her over the last couple of weeks can have some joy today. There's been good money for a couple of the Price Kent runners, though, earlier on in the program as punters look to build a bank. Anna Visto very well supported in race number two. And the same can be said for the 1,000 Guineas winner in Odium in the third.
It's 7 minutes past eight. Let's start the preview with the Thoroughbred Breeders' two-year-old event, Group 3 level there at Flemington. And La Roque, Nicholas, is the short price favourite.
Absolutely dominates the market at $1.80 and has been the best-backed runner from the time markets opened. Got into as short as $1.75, just pushed out ever so slightly. Flying Evelyn, a $4.40 second elect. Her Empire, $8.50. DeLong Star, a $10 chance. Live in Hope, $11. Tempest Charm, $15. And De La Fete, a $23 outsider in the small field. But well-backed favourites in races 1, 2 and 3, and hopefully this can be a good way for punters to bounce the ball.
Before we get your tips for the first, Dino, how do you expect this track to play?
Oh, Gareth, I think this field might go towards the inside, the two-year-old. We saw that last week, and then, you know, maybe then later they'll... I think the Newmarket, it'll depend on the speed, and the speed looks to be serious suspect, but the circle's playing fine, so... No reason to not bet with confidence if you like one. I think the track won't be the issue.
John McCarter was great at the Breakfast Club team there last night. Can he win the first race there with La Roque?
He's the most likely winner, I would imagine. La Roque, she was good at Pakenham. Having had a run at 1,200 is important as well. And since then, did have a very sharp trial at Balnarring and trial really well. So she's right to go. Just has to pace herself down the straight, and I think she's the most likely winner. I like the debut run of Her Empire, number five, at Bendigo. She hit the line really well. Just needs a bit of room probably at the right time. She lacks early speed, but will be hitting the line strongly, and I think she might be the Cronulla horse. Two Flying Evelyn. The format of that race hasn't been great, but I thought that her performance was quite good and a good performance for 1,200 metres. And six, De La Fayette. She's the outsider of the Griffiths de Kock trio, but I thought having had the run at the trip and getting William Pike might be next best. But, probably La Roque and Her Empire for me in the Quinella if I was going to have a play in this race. Gareth, 3, 5, 2, and 6.
David Gately, how do you assess the first race?
Yeah, look, I'm with Laroc as well. Obviously, he beat last week's winner, Typhoon Hummer, in a trial and led him on in good time. Third horse, Ruby Mockingbird, had been competitive in a Blue Diamond lead-up, only beaten two lengths and change, and didn't have much luck either, so she probably should have finished closer. DeLong Star was big odds on debut, ran well, recorded a pretty good last 600, 32.92 behind a promising winner who had been a bit of a jump-out star prior to that. You'd think 1,200 would suit. Flying Evelyn was well-backed on debut, won quite well, look, didn't smash the clock. However, a couple that she beat ran third and fifth to Tycoon Hummer last week, so I guess you could use that as some sort of guide through the trial of our topic. And Her Empire has certainly drifted back from the gate debut, ran home nicely. Equal winner Cloud is placed to ingratiating, so again, if you're working hard to make a case, there's one. 3-4-2-5.
Warren, to pick a hole in what the favourite Laroc's done, but these horses have only had a handful of starts between them, so we're still learning about them, but we've learnt that Laroc can go to the races, run well and strong at the end of 1,200 metres, and as Dino outlined, looked really sharp in a jump out at Balnarring following that, so she's the one to beat. I like the way DeLong Star found the line behind a smart horse on debut. Looks like 1,200 metres will be okay. Flying Evelyn, the form has been a little bit mixed out of that race, but she won. She was well supported, and she may well have improved out of that run, and there has been some form that you can be positive out of that race, and like the way Her Empire found the line on debut at 1,000 metres, at 1,200 metres looks a nice progression for her. But I do think that a deserved favourite in the first Laroc. 3-4-2-5.
All right, the Thoroughbred Breeder scratchings were clear, so the Team Keen on the 3 Laroc. Dean Lester, 3-5-2 and 6. Warren Huntley, 3-4-2 and 5. And David Gately, 3-4-2 and 5. Let's have a look at race number 2 over the 1,400 metres. The filly Hadams are scratching here. The 3, what's the market doing here, Quinny?
And Avisto landed some really good bets when resuming from a spell with an impressive victory at Pakenham, and the money has come again for her to make it a perfect 2 from 2 this campaign. 230 into 210, a commanding favourite now from stablemate Cumberbatch, who's on the second line of betting at 460. Missing between 550, conceded 650, no restriction 17, saltpeter 17, confrontational for our heavy hitting friend Michael Felgate, an $18 chance, but it's all about the well backed favourite. As I've said a couple of times, really well supported favourites in the first 3 races on the card.
Gator, can Ana Visto come to town and get the job done?
Well, I think she can. Look, I thought off her debut win when she thrashed key rival here, Miss In Between, she looked very smart, and she was in the betting in the Dane Hill, just got lost up the straight, didn't know what she was doing, and then when the race was all over, she picked up and zoomed again late, and I thought, hello, this is a pretty nice sort of horse, lame next time, forgive. Solid return win without being spectacular. Miss In Between nibbled at odds in the Typhoon Trace, ended up back last, held up, hit the line pretty nicely, she's actually raced fastest home there. And he's 3 lengths off Embolism, second up last prep, reads well. Look, I had a bit of trouble splitting them before a market went up, so I guess as a consequence of that, you could argue they should be closer together. Conceded it'll be fitter, and it has a case, and Cumberbatch will be on speed and some hope as well. But I think it's 7 or 8 from 1-5.
All right, Warren, where does this favourite get to?
Oh, she'll be on speed, I would think. Gareth was on speed at a very modest tempo last start at Pakenham, but she's been close enough to the speed in stronger and better races. I think in this grade, she probably holds her spot. She should be able to perhaps cross conceded who's drawn inside her if that's the desire. Stablemate Cumberbatch just drawn to her outside. There's some chance that they might even control the speed. At 1,400 metres, Saltpeter's a horse who has shown speed at times. Possible that he'll be there, but he's got the pre-race earmuffs going on today. I would have thought that she'd be in the first 2 or 3 for sure. She may even be leading, and I think she'll be hard to beat. Said it was a pretty modest tempo, and she was entitled to win first up, but she was well supported, and her debut victory was solid. So she's building a good record, and she strikes a good race to come to town. I thought Miss In Between through that meeting that Gator referenced, and that run in the Typhoon Tracy. I don't know if it was a hidden good run, because if you watch it, it's pretty obvious she's being held up. Craig Williams taking over here. I think she can get closer to Ana Visto than she did when they met last time. Cumberbatch will be fitter. Thought he was okay first up, chasing Tuvalu, who's a very smart horse. Again, rode the speed there, just no match for Tuvalu when he quickened down, and conceded will be fitter and perhaps suited getting out to the 1,400 metres. 7-8-5-1.
Michael Kent Jr. gave her a good push this morning, Ana Visto. Dino, is she one of the good things of the day?
No, she's a really good winning chance, but she's still, to me, she's got to pace herself well, and at 1,400 metres, she won't want to get it wrong. And it'll be really interesting how this race sets up. I think they've made a sort of deliberate plan with Miss In Between to get her to settle this time in. They were very quiet on her at the trials, and while she missed the start at Moonee Valley, I think there was probably an intention to ride her off pace. So I don't know if today she'll go forward or not. There's an opportunity for her to do so. I just think she's got a really good winning chance, Miss In Between. She's very rarely run a bad race, and that first up run was a beauty. I think she's a good winning chance. And Avisto did beat Miss In Between, as Gator referenced, when they met early in their careers. She's just, as I said, she's just got to get it right as much as anything. If she does, she'll be hard to beat because she's a talent. I think her stablemate, Cumberbatch, will run well, down 5.5 kilos on being beaten by a very good horse last start. Can measure up here, and For No Restriction, who was wide and never in the right spot last start, did win a stakes race, albeit probably luckily over Cup Week, but fitter for that first up run. But slight leaning to Miss In Between, but again, not a great betting race for me, Gareth. 8-7-5-4.
All right, so Dino with the second favourite, Miss In Between, $5.50, $1.70 with the tab to defeat the 7, and Avisto, 5-4. Warren with Ana Visto, the 7 from the 8, 5-1. And Gator also with Ana Visto, 7-8-1-5. Race 3 is the March Stakes over the 1,400 metres, a listed race, and scratchings are clear here, Quinny.
And the money has come here for the favourite, Odium, of the three fancies that we've mentioned, being well supported to start the day. This one has been the one punters have latched on the strongest. 230 into even money and holds about 85% of the money on the third. Pretty Brazen, a second elect now at 5. Holbein, a $6 chance. Plensiel, $8.50. Sosibon, $9. Iconoclasm, $11. With Goldfields, a $34 chance. But hopefully Odium can help punters set their day up nicely by taking out the third.
Warren, I thought maybe Pretty Brazen at her best would give Odium something to think about. But after listening to Calvin McAvoy this morning, maybe she will appreciate this afternoon's run.
Yeah, although she is now at 1,400 metres, but the winkers are off, and she's been good in her jump outs leading into this race, and she's obviously a Sandown Guineas winner, a good Let's Elope winner, so she's a quality horse getting the better of Acadia Queen in the Let's Elope, so there's no doubting her quality, but you can mount a case to say, you know, Odium, well, you can't say she should have been undefeated because she was only narrowly beaten in the Group 1 behind Shout the Bar, taking on the older mares, but she did have no luck at all in the run behind Night Raid, the only other time she's been beaten. Really solid hit out in her most recent jump out to get back to the races. So the stable are very good at getting that base fitness into horses to kick off their preparations at this distance range, 1,400 metres. So I probably don't want to back her at a really short quote, taking on the boys here, but she does look like a horse with real upside that's on to bigger and better things from here and back to try and get another Group 1. So I'm with her as the most likely winner, 5 Odium. I think Pretty Brazen's jumped out nicely to resume 1,400 metres on a big track. Nice scenario for her. Sosa Bond's the horse who might be looking for further, but he's been going around in the best of races, or quite often in the best of races, and I thought there was plenty of merit in his first up run behind Probabil. That's a strong form reference for this. He might be a better winning chance at 1,600 metres, and Holbein's got race fitness and might be able to roll across and at least give a sight somewhere riding the speed, but would be a trifecta first four player for me. 5-2-1-7.
All right, Dino, do you give Sosibon a chance for all of his fans, including Phil, that loves this galloper?
Yeah, Phil does like those that run well without winning out of turn. Probably a bit like himself, really. I'm thinking that Sosibon has got a bit of a chance today. He ran pretty well in the futurity. I've got a bad habit of overthinking things, but this is a very this could be a very tactical race. And Odium from Barrier 1, it'd be interesting how it plays out that first 400 metres. I'm going to go with one that's going to settle probably well back, but I thought he trialled really well recently, and that's Plansiel. He's a hard horse to catch, but he's good early in the prep, and I just think fresh, he just might sweep down the centre and run very well. But if Odium, things go right for her, she'll probably win. But I just think it's a really tricky scenario for her. Iconoclasm, he's a bit of an evergreen in these sort of races. He can run okay fresh. He's pretty well weighted by his standards for horses won 11 races and most of them in town. And Sochi Bon, as I mentioned, I thought he ran well enough first up, back to a handicap next best. But I'll be really interested how this race sets up in the first 400 metres. And I'm going to go Plantiel at a bit of a price. 4, 5, 3, and 1.
And what price have you got, Odium Dino?
It's not so much price. It comes down to how she's going to, what sort of run she gets. She gets the right run. She's probably deserving of the price she is. But Holbein the lead, will he go hard? Will, you know, Goldfield sit outside him? Will he drop off? It'll just be, there'll be a crucial stage at about the 400. I think she'll just need the things to go her way. And if they do, she'll probably win. If they don't, Plantiel's good odds to find out.
What are you thinking here, Gator?
No danger of overthinking here as a general rule, but look, I do think I think Odium's a bit thin to have a bet, but I think she's a logical top pick. I'd like to jump out. All the reasons to mention, if you're beating Forbidden Love, Shallow, those sort of horses, you're obviously pretty anxious. She's a half kilo above weight for age, pretty brazen half kilo below. Bit against her at Flemington. She ran well in a strong race first up last time and then beat Arcadia Queen. I was less abusive about the jump outs than Ted, but concede I think he's a better judge than me on the trials. Sochi Bon is a good return in the futurity on the heels of the Elite, and Iconoclasm is he's obviously a good Flemington horse. His fresh form's mixed, but he was 2 lengths off Sochi Bon in that Memsey, then beat that horse in Minnie Valley one day, so he only gave him, he was only in receipt of 1 kilo, so he certainly has a case if he's in the mood, but he doesn't always turn up. 5, 2, 1, 3 for me.
All right, so Dino's with the 4 Plantiel over the 5, 3, and 1. Warren's with the favourite Odium over the, so 5, 2, 1, and 7 for Warren. And Gator also with the favourite Odium, 5, 2, 1, and 3. Race number 4, Group 2 level for the 2-year-olds. It's the size produce. The babies here get to the 1,400 metres. Quinny and Scratchings are clear.
And the great Sir William Pike rides the well-backed favourite here for our jester friend Wayne Hawks with Cooled the Market Mover, $6 into 5 on the third line of betting at that quote, but has been popular. And there's also been money for the favourite Lightsaber, who's been 5 into 440. They're the two that punters are warming to early doors. Paulette splits that duo at the top of the market at 460. Readily available, a $10 chance out from 7.50. There's been specking for a couple at longer odds. Number 4, Cheerful Legend, a $17 chance. Daily Bugle's been very soft in the market, 9 out to 17. We've got Micro 17, Wolves 17 into 16, back to 17. And Safe, who landed some good bets winning on debut, a $19 chance. But the favourite has been popular, number 3, Lightsaber from the Moody Stable. But the best backed runner is the third elect, number 9, Cooled.
I was listening to Moody on the mic. We dismissed Moods this morning. He did give a tip for Pounding, didn't he, with the blinkers going on?
Well, Pounding's a $21 chance, yep. Has been specced throughout the course of the week as well.
Dino, I think probably I don't mind Coulden when Wayne says that John likes him a lot. He must be a pretty good chance heading to this race, which Team Hawks have liked to target in recent years.
Geez, it was a fair clip to Wayne.
Yeah,
well, gave him this morning.
I was only thinking what you would have been thinking, Dino.
Correct weight, pale dividends.
We love Wayne.
I'm thinking that Cool's got a great chance here. As you mentioned, they ran Ole Kirk in this race last year. They won it with All Too Hard. They usually produce a nice horse in it. I think he is a nice horse, Cool. He trolled like a winner going into that first run. I thought he first had to be dragged around Canterbury on the soft ground, and I just think on the big track, I love the draw. I think he'll be strong. I think he'll hit the line. He'll be very hard to beat. Paleerly, back on the dry, got bumped around first up. It was a total forgive run. Two previous wins were good. The win down here on dry ground was excellent. So I think he's in the race. I think 13 Guardian Spirit's a good roughie. I like the debut run at Ballarat. Gets Mark Zara here, and I think we'll run 1,400 strongly. And Lightsaber hasn't done much wrong to date. He's doing a very good job, and he'll run well, but it's a good competitive race. There's a lot of chances, but I'm going to back Cool. I like him. 9, 2, 13, and 3.
Are you with the Sydney 2-year-olds or the local 2-year-olds here, Gator?
Both, if I'm allowed. Yeah. I'm going to back his Hot Stew and Cooled, and certainly play some Cornellas with Paulella and Wolves. So 10, 9, 2, and 14 are the numbers I'm going to play strongly around. I concede it's a race that, you know, there's a lot of variables and unknowns still. And then a few of them get to 1,400 for the first time. But Hitotsu's looked a 1,400-metre horse from the minute I saw him. Third quickest time in a fast blue diamond. He looked desperate for 1,400 going into that. So here he is, back a notch, that price and his double-figure odds. Called, ran a great race at Canterbury. I think he probably should have beaten back in earlier. That horse wasn't far off General Bow in a blue diamond lead-up, so it's easy to tie the two together. Paul L, two dry track wins first prep, was strong. Covered ground, wet track first up. And he's copped a nasty bump when he was trying to quicken, which he couldn't at the shorter trip. Gets to 1,400 back on dry. And Wolves was fourth up fastest time in a hot blue diamond. So, as I say, they're the four I want to play around. And, yeah, we'll get a bit of my bank, I think. 10, 9, 2, 14.
How do you assess the speed map here, Warren? Is it a little bit difficult with these horses, most of them anyway, stepping up in trip for the first time?
Well, it can be, and as Wayne Hawkes outlined to you, sometimes the most important thing at 1,400 metres is getting inexperienced horses to settle so that they finish the race off. But we've seen Lightsaber, who's had the benefit of running at 1,400 metres and rolling forward. Perhaps drawn just to his inside, forgot you might hold a spot, and maybe Paul Lely could, with race experience and that little bit of fitness, could come across and sit somewhere near the speed. But I thought Lightsaber, who's been rolling along on the speed, albeit not breaking any records, but he seems very comfortable doing that, and I would think he's most likely to be on the speed. But it is a challenge when you get horses getting out to this trip, inexperienced horses for the first time. With Gator, though, I like what I've seen from Hitotsu, the way he's closed off. Obviously, still a maiden with his two runs in the good races leading into the Blue Diamond as his last run. And I think 1,400 metres will suit him from a reasonable draw. He might be able to settle closer than we've seen him. And a strong rider in Craig Newitt aboard's a positive, who's ridden him on debut, so knows the horse. Ahead of 9, Cooled. Hoping he does settle, although rain-affected ground and around that tight Canterbury track, a different scenario to his debut, but he did look to get a touch keen at times. But Team Hawks no doubt know the right horses for these races, and the amount of case to say he was unlucky well supported on debut. Agree with Dino about Guardian Spirit. Just love the way he worked home on debut. I think he'll relish 1,400 metres on a big track, and 3 Lightsaber would be riding the speed and give a sight. I could easily have missed the winner here. I think it's a very even race, but happy to have something each way. 10, Hitotsu. 10, 9, 13, 3.
All right, so Dino likes the 9 Cooled over the 2, 13 and 3. Warren and Gator both like Hitotsu at $13 worth an each way ticket there. So Warren likes the 10, 9, 13 and 3, Gator with the 10, Hitotsu over the 9, Cooled 2 and 14, and both Dean and Warren have Guardian Spirit in their numbers, both for third, and we can get, what, $41 for that galloper, $9 the place, Quinny.
Spot on.
Yep, might be worth an each-way ticket as well. Race number 5 on the program, the 3-year-olds to do battle down the straight here. This is a listed race over the 1,100 metres, and scratchings are clear.
And the best backed runner is the undefeated Peter Moody trained colt Oxley Road, who's been $3.80 into $3. But we've also had good support at double figure odds for the Toppy Ranting. Of runners at double figure odds today, Ranting has the tab's biggest liability. There was one bet yesterday of 4,000 at 12, and late last night a 2,000 each way at 10. So Oxley Road clearly the best backed, but also a little bit of each way support, or more than a little bit, each way support for the Toppy Ranting. Going down the rest of the field, Mabusha, a 4.20 second elect, Bella Nipotina at 7. We've got Pinkham 7.50, Forever Free 10, Mozzie Monster 17, Supreme Idea 19, Zesty Bell a $21 outsider. Oxley Road, once again, the punter's pick has been supported, but a move at odds for the Toppy Ranting.
Okay, and Gator, Troy Corsters gave Ranting a good push, especially with the blinkers going on first time this afternoon.
Yeah, it did. You know, I think it was set weight. He'd be obviously a lot better suited. But look, I think there's 4.5 winning hopes. I think the half spell in Nipotina. I think the 4 who can win. And Mabusha is trialling super. She made a smart one in Written Beauty, work to beat her at the end of last prep here. Chased her prior to that in track record time. And Pinkham, who's a smart, fast debut winner, thrashed through Dancer in a trial, then had an internal bleed at Caulfield, so probably ran really well. Drops to 54. Interestingly, the race rated really similarly 7 days later to Oxley Road's run, same track and trip. The 4 kilo differential, I just lent to Pinkham over Oxley Road, who has the immeasurable upside. he's the one that could, you know, improve two or three lengths, and every time we see him, he looks that sort of horse, doesn't he? He's going to be hard to beat. He's certainly in the early quaddie, and so is Randy. You mentioned just the 61 kilos isn't a spoil, but he ran really well in that McNeil second up last prep, and then ran well in the Danehill Stakes really well. So I think they're the 4, 5, 7, 2, 1.
What are you thinking here, Warren?
I think Oxley Road's a really good raw talent, and I like the fact that he's had the straight experience. It was a maiden that he won on debut on heavy ground, but he won that in the manner of a good horse, and then keen to stay off the fence. Luke Nolan guided him around Caulfield to win the Zetative last start. Maybe it wasn't a vintage Zetative, and he was right place, right time, but it might be the same case again today, back down the straight. Back 100 metres, but down the straight, I don't think that's necessarily an issue. I'm leaning to 2, Oxley Road, but I like the way Mabusha is trialling up. Thought her recent trial in Sydney was terrific, and she may well have the back of Oxley Road and look to have that last crack. Randy ran as well as any of these could run in an Oakley plate, I would think. Has got the weight, but gets the blinkers on here. And 9, Mozzie Monster. I think she'll be very strong late. Didn't have a lot between Mozzie Monster and Pinkham for my next selection, but thought the most recent jump out of Mozzie Monster, who will be better over further, but stable's going well. She'll be very strong late. Thought she might be able to figure in the minor money. 2, 5, 1, 9.
Are you keen to play here, Dino?
I think there's two main chances, Gareth. I really like the way Mabusha's going, and I think the dual acceptor that's running here, I think it's a good lead, and I think she'll run very well. Oxley Rhodes, very smart. He was good winning last start, and he's got this straight track experience now. They both have. They're the two main chances for me. Pinkham, it was a big ask for her to have that really hard trial at Geelong and then running the Kevin Hayes Stakes 9 days later and virtually peak again, and then she pulled up with issues. So I like that they've backed off, freshened her up. She can bounce back here. She's a good filly. And Bella Nipotina, who just runs well in this grade. She's only got the one win to her credit, but she's won nearly $1 million along the way. She's an absolute beauty, next best. But 5 and 2 for me, Gareth. 5, 2, 7, and 3. I think it's time we ask the trivia question,
okay,
Gareth.
Okay, yes. Looking forward to this. Take it away, Dino.
In the 21st century, Gareth, the Newmarket has been run once away from Flemington. Where was it run and who won the race?
All right, then. The first person with the correct answers texting into our text message line here, 0416905052, wins, of course, this wonderful voucher thanks to Vlado Steakhouse. So you get around $210 the voucher is valued at, and you can go out for lunch or a dinner for two at Vlado's, Quinny.
If your wife wasn't available, or future wife, who would you take, Gareth?
I'll take... Oh, that's a tough one, isn't it? I have to think about it. I'd take you, Quinny.
You'd take Nick Natanui.
Yeah.
Just put it on social media.
You would take Pikey. 8:32, we'll take a quick break. Just quickly, Dean Lester's numbers in race 5. 5, 2, 7, and 3. Warren likes the 2 from the 5, 1, and 9. David Gately likes the 5 from the 7, 2, and 1. We'll come back with the winner of our competition, and we'll also come back to have a look at the quaddie leagues at Flemington this afternoon, highlighted by the 2 Group 1s, the Newmarket Handicap and the Australian Cup. A big weekend of country racing as well right across the state. But Quinny, who's won the competition?
Congratulations to Rob Dillon from South Yarra. Very quick to respond with the answer, which is Miss Andretti at Caulfield.
And the answers came in thick and fast.
Unbelievable. Haven't seen a phone light up since you used to send out messages on a Saturday night like this.
And so, Rod, congratulations. You've won the $210 voucher to Vlado Steakhouse, of course, Melbourne's own world-renowned steakhouse, a family business for nigh on 60 years. What a team they are, what a steak they make. And or cook as well. And you'll enjoy that ride. Congratulations. Let's continue on the Melbourne Form Panel up to race number 6, which will be the first leg of the latter quaddy. And it's the Group 1 Handicap, the Newmarket Handicap over the 1,200 metres. Camel Pass of the 4 is the scratching here, Quinny. And who has been the best back galloper here?
Well, the best back runner is the favourite September Run. There are two schools of thought here, though, looking at the way the betting has gone in the last couple of days, that September Run has a mortgage on this race, and about 60% of their punters are trying to double their money or a little bit better than that on her at 225, or who knows? Because the rest of the money has been very evenly spread across the rest of the field. Swatstat's the second best backed, but then no other runner has more than 6% of the hold. So it's very well spread outside the top two in the market if there is going to be an upset. But it's September Run, who's a 225 market leader. She did get as short as 220 yesterday, just pushed out ever so slightly. Swatstat has been a firmer since the barrier draw, 11 into as short as 750, back out to 8. She's also trimmed up the place from 280 into 250. Serious Suspect has been well back from the time pre-post betting was available. Was a $26 chance, one bet of 2,000 at that quote, one bet last week of 1,000 at 15, currently on the third line of betting at 11. Celebrity Queen 13 out from 10, Imaging 26 into 15, Brooklyn Hustle 16, Flitz been spec 21 into 18 in the last 24 hours, Zutori 21, Elite Street 26, Dallasand's been spec 31 into 26, Indian Pacific 31, Prague 41, Amish Boy 51, Standout 51, Prophet's Thumb 51, Bold Star 51 out to 71, and Halvors in the outside of the field at $101. So September Run will land some really good bets by winning. Outside the favourite, though, very competitive.
The Oakley Plate winner, of course, she did heated. Celebrity Queen, the bar plate's going to her, but William Pike said that usually doesn't bother her, but it's not a good sign, Warren Huntley, as I go to you. And Craig Williams, he's pretty confident after talking to him yesterday regarding the chances of the favourite September Run.
Yeah, well, where she's drawn, I suppose he does have some options, but what he's got to do is find the right part of the track. And there has been a veterinary inspection with Celebrity Queen this morning, passed fit to run, thanks to Robert Cram and the Racing Victoria team for passing that on via emails and social media, that she has been passed fit to run with the addition of that gear change. So she will be taking her place. And I think Serious Suspect is the part of the track where Craig Williams is going to have to be angling out. He's going to have to be angling right rather than angling left, you would think, to try and just get onto the back of the right horse. But I do think with any luck that she's the one to beat, and she's got the ability to sprint quickly and overcome, you know, some minor difficulties if he takes a while to find that right part of the track. I don't think the 2 kilo sway between her and Swatstat is going to be enough at 1,200 metres. And I think particularly with a number of operators that perhaps haven't been betting on this race for that long, we might get a slightly better price with that query about how the run's going to pan out for her. But I do think she's a standout September Run. I like her, 14 ahead of 18 Swatstat, who will get the right run without having to angle anywhere. I think Jai McNeil's drawn a perfect spot to be able to have that clear air to the outside and coming off the back of Serious Suspect, who will give a sight right in the speed. The scratching of Kemmel Pass has probably aided the run that Serious Suspect's going to get. And I agree with Dino about Flit, just out in that right part of the track and with that good turn of foot late, a quality horse on 54.5 kilos. I think she'll be very strong late. Keen on 14 ahead of 18, 15 and 7.
All right, then, Gator, your thoughts on the new market?
Yeah, I think Quinny's market assessment sums the race up best. It's either September Run, or if you can get a beat, it's a wide-open race and you're going to get great value, but she has to be the obvious. I mean, I don't think you need to be a Ted Bundy or a Dean Lester to see what she did in that Lightning as a coming winner. It just took a while to wind up. But then the last 150 just left Bivouac behind. Fabergino went by Swatstat, gave a scared a nature strip. It's a pretty good line, isn't it? And, oh yeah, and she ran 11.28 home, easily the fastest of any horse all day. Her last 600s generally at Flemington have been off the charts. So 1,200 or sooner, even better, I think, off that. And one to beat. Swatstat with a 2 kilo swing must be a danger. That's the right form. Brooklyn Hustle, the more you watch that replay, absolute moral beating in the Oakley Plate. Just couldn't build any momentum until the 300 and then flew home in 10.91. Unbelievable. At the end of a fast run, 1,100-metre race. You can certainly sook if you were on there. And Elite Street, forgive the lightning miss. Second up last. Good second up horse and handicap suits better. I think it's the best blowout, Elite Street. 14 now on top. 16, 10, 2.
All right, then, Dino. Ramon was pretty happy with the response from James Cummings when I asked him about Flit this afternoon.
Yes, I think she'll run a terrific race. But as Gator said, if just comes down to a pure running race. I think September run a win. I think at some stage she'll have to negotiate a bit of traffic, and at some stage she'll have to get under the right horses to just give her a little bit of a cart. And then if that happens, she'll be superior. But I would like to have drawn out a little bit with the main group. I think there's a really good group drawn down the outside, and Serious Suspect's going to lead that pack. And Flit, Swat's That, even Prague, I think that they'll all run good races. So she's just got to she's probably be following Bold Star Standout, one of those. If they can take her into the race, I think from there she'll probably go on and win. Swat's That, she's going to get clear air, run well. She doesn't beat September run, and she meets her 2 kilos better. It mightn't be enough, but if there's a good bet in the race, it might be her the place. She'll run a super race again. Flit, I think, is the best of the value runners, can certainly run well. And Serious Suspect, I've got no knock on him. He ran very fast down the straight Melbourne Cup day, so he can actually put a really good time down the straight. He makes his own luck. Since he won the Standish, he's had that trial last week, and it was so interesting watching that trial because they were there for so many different reasons. He hasn't raced for 9 weeks, so he had the solid hit out, whereas, say, Imaging, Flit, September run, Swat's That, they were just ticking over. They were a fair way off him, but he got the fitness benefit out of it. So he'll run a good race. I think it's September run, or as the boys have said, it then widens out. 14, 18, 7, and 15.
All right, so the team keen that the three-year-olds can continue on their really good run in the new market. So they're with the filly September run to defeat the other filly, Swat's That. Dino likes the 14 from the 18, 7, and 15. Warren Huntley with the 14 from the 18, 15, and 7. And Gator also with the 14 from the 18, 10, and 4. The Matron Stakes race, 7. Group 3 level for the mares over the 1,600 metres here. Quinny and Scratchings are clear.
And there has been an even spread of money at the top of the market here. Lunacorn was well backed initially, 390 into 340, but has subsequently eased from 340 back to 370, and I anticipate that drift will continue. So if you do like Lunacorn, keep your powder dry. Silent Sovereign's been popular in the last 24 hours, 550 into 5. Similar with Quantum Mechanic, 550 into 5. Scarlet Dream, 750. Sovereign Award, 9. There's been a little bit of long money at longer odds for number 3, Spanish Reef, $13 into 10. Moonlight Maid's also had specking as well, 17 into 16. We've got Don't Tell the Boss, a $34 chance. But an interesting betting race, because initially Lunacorn was the one that punters were quite keen to gravitate to, but that money appears to have dried up over the course of Friday. So it will be interesting to see what the Saturday trend does, and most importantly, what happens late. But the early indications are that the 2 Silent Sovereign and the 6 Quantum Mechanic are the 2 punters' picks.
Most stables gave their mares a good push in the Matron Stakes, including Ken Keyes. When I had a chat to him yesterday on RSN Central, he says his mare will run another really honest race, Dino, especially up to the 1,600 metres on a good track at Flemington.
Yeah, she's got a good record in this race, and it's a good speed map for her with Sovereign Award leading, and she can probably sit second. That's when she often runs her best races, right up on the speed. So I think second up she'll run very well, and I'll be having a little saver on her, but my main bet will be Silent Sovereign. I think she was very good winning first up, ducking through the field, and then second up, I think Jamie Carr got around on the home turn on Quantum Mechanic. Silent Sovereign was left flat-footed because of that, but then really finished off well. I just think it's a different scenario here. She'll be drawn on the outside. Luke Curry's well aware of how to ride her, and I like Silent Sovereign to beat Spanish Reef, but chances to Quantum Mechanic, who ran well in that race I just mentioned, and Scarlet Dream, she's a heartbreaker because she can run the really big sectionals late, but she can't muster early. But first up on dry grounds her go, and she can run a good race. Lunacorn goes in the quaddy, but she'll just need that little bit of luck early from a tricky draw. 2, 3, 6, and 5.
What are you thinking here, Gator?
Well, I'm thinking if her name wasn't Scarlet Dream, I'd be really confident that she could win. But unfortunately, her DNA is what it is, and she hasn't won for a long while. What she did do first up last time in was fly at the line and ran fourth in a Shannon Stakes against the males. The first three home in a mostly on-pace dominated day. We're right up on the speed. She ran one of the day's quickest last 200. If she runs to that run here against these Group 3 fillies and mares, I think she can be in front at the end of the race, but I am scared that she's scared of that that winning post. Lunacorn, first home out of those coming through the Mannerism, equal race fastest home, was 9 weeks between runs. Did beat Re-Edit here before that, off at the mile, so I think she's probably more obvious. Quantum Mechanic, good thing, licked here second up, then just ridden too warm when beaten by Cantina. Meets her 6 kilos better today. Colder ride last time, despite the moderate tempo, was too good. And Sovereign Awards, Silent Sovereign, certainly in the mix. So five on top, 7-6-1.
And Warren, your thoughts here in race number 7 on the card for the mares and the Matron?
I think Kelvin McAvoy raised a good point with you earlier on, Gareth. Having Sovereign in the award in the race is potentially a good thing for Silent Sovereign, because it'll be run at a more solid tempo than the race last start taken out by Quantum Mechanic, whereas Dino outlined Silent Sovereign just got into an awkward spot around the turn into the home straight, and then Quantum Mechanic was off and gone. I can see a different scenario here and just blending into the race at the right time. I think numbers 2 and 5 have got terrific chances here. Scarlet Dream, dry ground, blinkers on, visor off on a in a race where there looks to be reasonable speeds, a good scenario for her to use that turn of foot that she's got. She does need that next win, but she's got the talent to be winning in this grade. Spanish Reef will be up on the speed somewhere with Sovereign Award, and she's got a terrific record here at Flemington over this distance, and she ran well first up. She'll be fitter. And 7 Lunacorn, where she slots in might be the slight query, but we'll leave that to Jamie Carr. She's actually working out those things pretty well, and she was good running well first up and would be fitter with that run, but I thought 2 and 5 were the key runners here. 2, 5, 3, 7.
Okay, so Dino likes the 2 Silent Sovereign over the 3, 6, and 5. Warren also keen on the 2 Silent Sovereign to defeat the 5 Scarlet Dream, the 3 and 7 for 3rd and 4th. And Gator believes Scarlet Dream can win a 3rd race this afternoon. The 5 over the 7, 6, and 1 for Gator. Race 8 is the one of the features, the Group 1 Tab Australian Cup. Weight for age 2,000 metre contest here, Quinny, and scratchings are clear.
And the best backed runner here is the defending champion in 50 Stars, who's been 460 into 440 in the last 24 hours and was posted at 480 following the barrier draw. Parity's been an interesting one, was $11 into as low as 6, but has subsequently eased from 6 back out to 7.50. Shared Ambition 10, Defibrillate 12 into 11, Steel Prince 12, Nonconformist 12. There's been specking at big odds for the Toppy Humidor as much as 26 into a low as 13, and has been 15 into 13 already this morning, including one bet of 2,500 each way. Homesman, a $16 chance. Angel of Truth, 17. Shepard, 21. San Roberto at 21. Harlem, the two-time winner, 26. Warning, 26. Best of Days, 26. Platoon, 31. Miss Siska, 41. And Miami Bound, the outsider of the field, has been 61 into 51, including a 400 each-way bet at $61. Very competitive betting race. 50 Stars, the best backed, but money this morning for Humidor.
All right, then, who wins the Australian Cup, Gator?
Well, I think it's similar to the Newmarket in that I think there's an obvious favourite, and if they get beaten, it's wide open. If they race below their best or find trouble, and 50 Stars, you know, it's probably Jordan could arguably find a bit of trouble. And but look, he was terrific in the Blamey. He's proven on the quick turnaround. He looked desperate for 2,000 metres last week to Mayo. He was under the whip, 500 out, and then really strong blind behind a proper horse. Second to Arcadia Queen and McKinnon off a wide run, the right form, I think. Paradis stringing wins now. She was able to control things in the PDN, but she had a gap between runs into that. She's got a lot of options from gate one. They can get off the fence because it might be the key. Defibrillate obviously beat Paradis a couple of runs ago. Must have a case. Only a 2 kilo differential at weight for age. Angel of Truth, my best roughie. Humidor shared ambition in the quaddy. 3:17, 12 and 6.
Your confident levels here, Warren.
I think 50 Stars is a one to beat, and outside of that, I agree with Gator that it's very even. If you're trying to analyse the Peter Young and work out which horses were the best runs out of that, you could include 7 or 8 horses at least out of that race. It makes it very tough, but I thought that 50 Stars on the backup, as we've seen him used to effect previously, is the one to beat. 3 at a 9 Chapada. There was money for him at odds going into the Peter Young. And if you delving through that race, you can mount a case to say he was one of the runners in that race that should have finished a bit closer. He didn't get momentum when he needed it here to Flemington, and the wide spaces here out to 2,000 metres is a positive. I thought Humidor did enough at 1,400 metres and has really settled in well to the Chris Waller training regime. He goes very well for Damien Lane. I think he can improve here out to 2,000 metres and a previous Australian Cup winner. And 6, Angel of Truth, one of the many horses that was finding the line strongly in the Peter Young behind Paradis, but I'll be going wider than that in the quaddie because I think it's very even outside of 50 stars. 3916.
Tempo-wise, Dino, how do you think they'll go in the Australian Cup? Really quick.
Sorry, Gareth. Paradis, it's a good question you ask. I was just stuck for an answer. Paradis from Barrier 1, I think we'll use that gate. Miss Siska won't be far away. Then out wide, Homesman, Best of Days. Interesting what they do with Nonconformist here. Blinker's first time, and do they take a chance and roll him forward, or does he go back again? That'll be the interesting one. And I'd be watching for probably an early move from a horse like San Huberto, like get out into the three wide train and get going from about the 800, because he's a real stayer and he'll need to crank it up. So I'm looking for that sort of move quite early from him. The boys have summed it up. I think if 50 stars gets the right run, he usually turns up in these races. Australian Cup winner, McKinnon Stakes runner-up, Australian Cup today. He's very well placed. He ran well last week. He's the one to beat. They'll be having little tries, though, at 12 Defibrillate, who he's a winner. He's won 9 of 13, so that's just a great habit to have, and hits this race full of confidence. And I think Chapada will run well. There's not much between a lot of horses in the Peter Young. I thought when he was trying to make ground, he was getting turned sideways and didn't get a chance to build momentum. I thought his run was tremendous. He's got a really good record at 2,000 metres. I think he's been placed 4 or 5, and Rosehill Guinea's placing to the Autumn Sun is one of those. So I think he's in the mix. And 17 Paradis, who's going well. But, it is a good competitive race and an even race, because not many of these horses are weight for age horses, but I do think 50 stars fits the bill. 3, 12, 9 and 17.
Okay, so Dino with 50 stars, 3, 12, 9 and 17 in the Australian Cup. Warren Huntley also with the favourite, 3, 9, 1 and 6. And Gator with 50 stars, 3, 17, 12 and 6. We'll take a quick break, come back and have a look at the last race and also get the team's best bets and also their quaddie. Good luck to the Tawong, Eden Hope and their Hinamunji clubs today with their cup meeting. Stony Creek Cup tomorrow, Echuca Cup, of course, tomorrow. And boy, it's a big day at Balnarring tomorrow afternoon for that picnic meeting. Quinny in the last race here. The CUNY Stakes for the 3-year-old fillies at Flemington. Scratchings are clear.
Best backed runner is the favourite. The Toppy Personal, 320 into 280 over the course of the week and 280 into 260 already this morning. Does look like being a well-backed fancy. In the last, Yes Baby Yes, a 650 second elect. Miss Guggenheim's been quite soft in the betting. 460 out to 750. Chick Fuerte, an $8 chance. Perfect World, 11. Star Al, 12. Island Joy, 17. Safe Passage, 18. 21 or better the rest. And I'm going to need a winner in the last, Gareth, because I just realised I've taken the lovely wife Andrea's keys with me to work today. I need to buy some flowers to send to her before she realises.
Oh, that is the worst. Dino, who wins the last race, the CUNY Stakes? Can you help Quinny out?
I'm going against the market trend a bit here. I'm with Miss Guggenheim. I thought no luck first up, and if I was going to take one out of that Armanasco Stakes, it would be Miss Guggenheim. And I think she's got a turn of foot, 1,600 metres. We never really got to see her tested in that manifold stakes. When she did get through, she ran on late. I'm just hoping she sits back, comes with one clear run for a change, and I'm going with her to beat Personal, who's a really good filly. She doesn't sort of put a race away. She grinds it out, and if she's good enough, she'll win. And she's won 2 of 10, but she runs well every time because she just toughs it out. And she'll do that again, and she can win. I think Island Joy will improve here. I think she'll get cover straight away. Damien Thornton will lock her down and just save her for one run. I thought she was exposed a bit early last start. And next best, putting in Perfect World, only off a maiden win. But I've always liked this filly, and that was a good effort last start. But with Miss Guggenheim, 10, 1, 4 and 9.
All right, Dean, I know that you need to get going, so I might ask you for your best bets in a quaddie now, please.
Gareth, my best in a tough race on a tough day is Cooled, race 4 at number 9. Next best is race 7, number 2, Silent Sovereign. So I'll be playing them in a multi, race 4, number 9, into race 7, number 2. And the quaddie, the first leg, I'll be going wide in the Newmarket, 6, 7, 14, 15, 17, and 18. Second leg, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7. Third leg, 3, 4, 9, 12, and 17. Come home on 1, 4, and 10.
So 1, 4, and 10. You're a beautiful man. Enjoy Super Saturday, Dino.
I'll certainly do that, Gareth. Looking forward to talking to you soon.
Yes, the autumn ticket download, the RSZ927 app. Dino will lead the charge along with Michael Falgate, Nicholas Quinn, Dr. Turf, and also Matthew Stewart. Hey, Gator, who wins the last race?
Yeah, I'm sort of hoping it's personal. There was no match for Zoo Dancer there last time, but she ran well in Australian Guineas, that girl, and she easily beats Darrell and meets her 3.5 kilos better at the set weight. The mile also suits her better. Miss Guggenheim, reasons outlined, totally luckless first up and ran really well in the Armanasco second at last. So I think she's a value danger. Sterrell, strong late sectionals at the end of that manifold. So she'll be fitter. She must have a case. Chica Furter can be more positive. 1.10, 6.3 home.
So 1.10, 6.3. I might get your best bets. One in Sydney as well in a quaddie, please, Gator.
Sure. Best is personal, race 9, number 1, Flemington. Best in Sydney, we're going to go race 7, number 1, Aegon in the group 1 there at the 1600. Quaddy-wise, September run, swaps that Brooklyn Hustle and Elite Street. So 14, 18, 10 and 2. Second leg, Scarlet Dream, Lunacorn, Quantum Mechanics, Sovereign Award and Silent Sovereign. So those numbers, 5, 7, 6, 1 and 2. Third leg, the TAB Australian Cup, numbers, horses, 50 stars, Parody, Defibrillate, Angel of Truth, Humidor and Shared Ambition. The numbers are 3, 17, 12, 6, 1, and 11. And coming home with one personal, 10, Miss Guggenheim, 6, Darrell, 3, Chica Furter, 1, 10, 6, 3, home.
1, 10, 6, and 3. Good luck, Gator. Enjoy your day.
Thanks, mate.
And Warren Huntley, your tips in the last.
I think Miss Guggenheim's got a terrific chance. The two races that she's been in that would have stamped her as a leading contender here, she's had absolutely no luck at all behind Thermosphere and Yes Baby Yes last start in the Armanasco. And with a wider draw here, I think she'll be able to make that swooping run in the last race, which is not a bad scenario here. I'm with her each way, ahead of one personal who did enough first up. She's fitter, the Rising Distance suits, and she's very well suited by the set weight conditions here. For Island Joy, she's probably going to get that clear air too in the home straight, and Dash and Starrell, I thought, was a solid performance first up coming through the Vanity as well, and she'll be fitter in the Rising Distance suits. I'm with 10 each way ahead of 1, 4 and 6. Best for me, race 6, number 14, September run. I think she can find the run she needs and use her turn of foot late. Value in the last, race 9, number 10, Miss Guggenheim. Quaddie first leg, 7, 14, 15 and 18. Numbers 2, 3, 5 and 7 in the second leg. Wider in the third leg with numbers 1, 3, 6, 9, 10 and 11. Home with numbers 1, 4 and 10. You referenced Eden Hope and Toe Wong. Gareth, I haven't done the form for Toe Wong, but I did notice Marcus Fowler's got three runners there, and he's a trainer who curiously targets this Toe Wong meeting every year. So he's got two in one race and one in another. Wouldn't be surprised if Marcus Fowler comes home with a winner from Toe Wong.
All right, then, that is wonderful inside information. Hey, Warren, and I might need you to do me a favour tomorrow as well. I forgot to ask Dino, but he has a runner going around at Balnarring tomorrow. So for correct weight, just ask him how Joey's woke up on a Sunday morning and if we should be punting him at the Balnarring picnic races on a Sunday afternoon.
Super Saturday to review and Group 1's from Randwick. We'll get all that done in 5 minutes and then we'll focus on Balnarring, Gareth.
You're a sensation. Have a good day, Warren.
Thanks, Gareth.
Hey, Quinny, I made a decision, an executive decision here. Trent Langscale, it was his last day with the TAB last week. He said he put his hand up and he took over the punters club, and it was our first defeat of the year. So I thought, well, since you've been so good, I'll let you back in.
I'm not going to lie. I think he took the hospital handball going into the pack, taking the quaddie last week when it was almost impossible. But I'm going to keep it relatively simple today. I'm going to have $250 bets and just double our money. Race 3, number 1, Odium should be winning and hopefully can get the job done there. And the undefeated Kiwi should take out the Randwick Guineas up in Sydney. Race 7, number 1, Aegon. So I'm just going to have two $50 win bets, and I'm doing it like that because you gave me 3-second notice and I didn't have time to work anything more elaborate.
You're a good man. Now, make sure you download the RSZ 927 app because you'll be on the autumn ticket along with Michael Falgate, Dean Lester, Dr. Turf and Matty Stewart. And we'll be covering, of course, the Eden Hope Cup meeting, the meeting up there in Sydney, of course, two Group 1s and Super Saturday. What a day.
Should be absolutely superb.
Have a good day. 9:05, that is the Melbourne Form Panel. And if you missed any of that, you can download RSN 927's app and you can listen to it also. It's on our podcast, not far away as well. And jump on the rsn.net.au website to listen to the Melbourne Form Panel or the First Word if you missed it this morning. But it's now time for the news with Johnny Bowden.